It's not like any other podcast, coming to you straight from the heartland, where investing is told like it is. It's time for Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. Hold on, because here comes the next episode of the Paranoid Banker Podcast.
Well, hey everybody, Darren Garman here, and welcome again to my podcast. It is great to have you, and I'm welcoming you. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad we're spending this time together today. Whenever that day is for you, whether you're driving in your car, listening to it during a workout, or just hanging back, relaxing, having a glass of water, a glass of beer, a glass of wine, whatever, and just listening, it's good to have you with me today. We're going to be covering something that, you know, I went ahead and I talked about kind of the lead into this podcast was mistake, or the one biggest mistake. And I guess really what it really needs to be is the one biggest regret that investors have. And, you know, rarely do we talk about regrets really with investing. I mean, wait a minute. I mean, don't get me wrong. Of course, we talk about it because there are going to be investments that there are probably investments that you have made that you regret making. I have those. And if you have not run into that yet, some of those investments that you maybe have regretted, either one of two things has happened. One, you haven't been investing long enough for it to happen, because if you do this long enough, you will. Or two, you're very, very diversified and you haven't really taken much risk to grow your money and your net worth. And for most of you, if you're in that category, that's bad news, actually. That's not good news, because a lot of people would think, well, geez, that's good news. No, you want to take as much risk as you can, because you want to get as much payoff and return on your investment as you can. So this podcast isn't about that, but, you know, this is another podcast for another time. But a big mistake investors make is they want to diversify and, you know, be in a whole bunch of different investments at one time and think that that's the answer to safety. But really, that's the answer to average, is really what it is. And we'll talk more about that probably in a future podcast. But for now, let's talk about what this regret is. And I guess in a way it has something to do with what I just mentioned, to be honest with you. And almost to an investor that I've worked with. And this is not only in terms of those investors that are involved in like partnership stuff, partnership investments with me and with my partnerships, but those investors that have purchased and owned their own real estate. Okay, so I'm talking about the landlords. Maybe you could categorize that, I suppose. They manage their own property. They manage their own portfolio of properties. They manage their own investments. And by the way, this isn't just for real estate. It's really for about any other investment, really. But I like to use real estate because it's easy to understand and it's easy to communicate. And of course, I'm involved in real estate, as many of you are as well. And so what is this regret? It's going to be a surprising regret, actually. And the regret is, and I tell this same story. You're like, come on, Darren, tell me what the regret is. What is the regret? Just spit it out. But before I do, I have a conversation with at least two or three investors a month about this. And I'm probably being conservative. It's easily two or three a month about this. And here's what it is. Finally, I'm there. I'm finally there. I'm at the finish line. Okay, here's what it is. They regret not going bigger. Okay, I'll say it again. They regret not going in bigger than what they did, bigger than what they have, in bigger amounts, with more confidence, with more tenacity. They just regret not going bigger. You know the old saying, go big or go home, right? Well, the folks I had this conversation with did not go big and they went home. And they wish they would have went big because of what they know now. And it really comes down to that. What they know now, they wish they would have known then, but what they know now is they should have went bigger. So I have this conversation, like I said, I deal with a lot of investors wanting to buy their own property, run their own property, manage their own property, or maybe even have a management company involved. So I still do a lot of that and spend a lot of time with those investors and have a blast doing it, by the way. It's a lot of fun. And almost to the investor, to the person, they want to start out with like a duplex or a fourplex or maybe a three unit, or maybe if they can just stretch a little bit, if I can talk them into it, maybe a 5 or 6 unit building. And oh boy, that's about it. That's like about as much risk that they can handle and that they can take. Same goes with commercial investment properties. So we spend a fair amount of time with my brokerage business working with investors buying leased shopping centers, leased commercial buildings to companies that you've heard of. You know, the Walgreens of the world, the Barnes & Noble of the world, the Verizon Wirelesses of the world. Those people, you know, we spend time working with investors that buy those properties too. And, you know, again, a lot of those investors are looking to buy something, you know, 2,500 square feet, 5,000 square feet. Maybe I can get them to 7,500 square feet, and that's probably about it, because it's just you know, anything bigger than that starts to give them the chills. They start to sweat a little bit. They start to get nervous. When this happens, and in a way, I'm laughing at them, but I'm not doing it to, you know, insult them. That's not the point. I'm doing it just because I know what they're going through. I see it all the time, and it has to do with what I mentioned. You got to go big or go home. And if you don't, are you going to be worse off? No, of course not. I mean, if you make the investment and it works out fine, sure, you're better off than you were 2 years ago, 5 years ago, 7 years ago. No doubt about it. But when the people that I work with and I talk to and that I deal with daily realize what they've got now versus, here's the key, what they could have had, they should have went bigger. And are not happy that they didn't go bigger. At the time, back then, it's like, you know, giving them butterflies and they feel queasy and they sweat and, you know, the spouse might be telling them to back down. And I mean, there might be a whole bunch of things going on why they should only maybe buy a 4-unit building. And then they find out 3 years later, well, hell, I should have bought a 12-unit building. And so what I counsel investors, and it's kind of like the opposite of what you think people would do. I counsel investors to get in as big as you can. Okay, sure, if you just can't stand it and you just got to get your toe in the water, okay, put a little bit in. Buy a smaller property, okay? Put a little bit of money into the fund or the partnership just to see. Okay, sure, okay, but I'm telling you, almost to an investor, you're going to be down the road of years from now and say, damn it, should have went bigger. And really, in kind of a way, it's really kind of what life is about, in a way. I mean, I'm using investing, but it could be anything. It could be career. It could be spouse or significant other. It could be health. It could be overall wealth. It could be where you live, what you do, what you're involved in spiritually, mentally, financially. I mean, really, it's kind of like most of the regrets that I talk to people about, and I'm not trying to get metaphysical here. That's not my point, but I mean, I'm just thinking about it. I think it's true. I mean, don't all of us wish we would have went bigger somewhere, somehow, some way, in something, really, at some time in your life, or maybe at different times in your life, and you look back and you say, damn it, I should have went bigger. I should have, you know, gone big or gone home in that situation with that goal that I set, with that particular project I was working on, with that particular mindset I had at the time. I should have went bigger. I just should have. And you regret it. I could come up with a long list of stuff that I look back on and say, damn it, I should have went bigger there. Looking back, if I would have done it differently and went bigger in that situation, with that goal, with that project, with that situation, would things be different now? And so I want to kind of come full circle again here to investing. And that's what we're talking about here. We're talking about the world of investing. And so when it comes to investing, and I think especially real estate, you really want to go big or go home, all right? Now, you know, am I necessarily saying you clean out the closets, the safe deposit boxes, every cent you've got, even that piggy bank that Aunt Judy gave you when you were a kid that still has all those pennies and quarters in it? Okay, I'm not necessarily saying you do that. I'm not necessarily saying you don't do that, but I'm not necessarily saying, okay, you just clean it all out. But how many of us are guilty in holding some back, right? How many of us are guilty in holding more back to hedge our bet, okay? To hedge our bet. I think a lot of us are. And I think if we're honest with ourselves, we've all probably done far too much of it, need to do less of it to get to where we want to get to in whatever area of life we're talking about. We're talking about investing now, but again, as I said before, we could probably bring up about any area, and there we are, right? And so the biggest regret and what you should be doing about it. You already know what the biggest regret is. I got to the finish line. I told you what it was. Now, what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? Are you just going to think to yourself, oh, that was interesting, I'll keep that in mind? Are you going to now take this as your push to start getting better at it? What are you going to do? Because I know what I'm going to do. I'm going bigger. I don't want to go home. And whether it's investing, whether it's things going on with me spiritually, financially, my relationships, it's time to go big or go home, especially when it comes to investing. Because again, when I talk to people years down the road, and we're talking about moving into chapter 2, chapter 3, chapter 4. I'm talking about now their investment lives. What do they say almost to an investor? That's right. Should have went bigger. Okay. And so I hope this podcast has given you something to reflect on and think about as you head into, I don't know, maybe your weekend. Maybe this is during the week. But give this some thought. Think about your investing and where you could go bigger to have a better effect, not only for you, for those you care about, and be a hell of a lot better off financially as a result. All right? All right. Take care. Have yourself a wonderful day, a wonderful week, and I will look forward to having you again next week on the podcast. All right. Talk to you later. See you, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. For investment questions, comments, or to get in touch with Darren, go to www.garmanblog.com. Thanks for joining Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. For investment questions, comments, or to get in touch with Darren, go to www.garmanblog.com.